Morning, everybody. This is News Radio 94.9 890 KDXU. It's Wednesday and time for Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care Show. Here's Richard and Kaylee.
This is Elder Care Radio, brought to you by Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care, and it is a marvelous Wellness Wednesday. Wednesday. And we are excited to be here today. We look forward to being here every week on the radio and sharing what we think is important information for our elderly community and those that care for our elderly community and love them. And so we want to continue to do that. And we appreciate your calls and letters and information, letting us know what you think is important to talk about. And we will try and involve that in what we talk about over the weeks.
And before we move on too far, let's remind everybody that we are at the senior centers in both St. George and Hurricane. Go ahead, give them time dates.
So we will be there. We will be in Hurricane. No, sorry.
We'll be in St. George tomorrow
between 9 and 11 o'clock. And if you take a class there, we'll try and get there before 9 so that you can get your blood pressure and blood sugar and pulse ox taken, or you can do it afterwards. If you come fasting, then your blood sugar numbers will be a little different, and we can track that. But we keep track of those things for you so that you can share that information with your doctor, or at least know for yourself where you're at. Because obviously our bodies change as we age, and sometimes things creep up on us that we don't notice. So maybe our blood sugar isn't what it should be, and we need to get that checked, whether that's just a medication or something more. And then on Monday, we will be out in Hurricane, and we love going out there and seeing those people too. And that is from 11 to 12, and so then you can have lunch, and I think they're playing bingo this week.
Important to understand that we are doing that every week. Mm-hmm. Every week in St. George on Thursday mornings, and every week in Hurricane on Monday mornings. Sorry, right. Did I say Thursday in St. George?
Thursday in St. George.
Important to say that because if we can get a weekly tracking, we can help you facilitate that information or gather that information for your doctor and help you to work with your doctor on managing key points of possible concerns or finding issues that might be arising before they are a complication.
And you don't have to be registered at those senior centers to come see us. They would love to have you sign up and take advantage of what's available. But if you haven't ever registered, or if you haven't registered for a few years or whatever, you can still come, get your blood tested, and we would love to see you.
It is just a free-to-you community service brought to you by Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care. That's it.
That's right. So last week we talked a little about why we got involved in setting up a hospice here, because we wanted to change that image of hospice in southern Utah. Our own experiences showed that hospice can be great. It can be extremely beneficial. It can provide a better life. And then we came to realize that not all hospice does that. And,
right.
So
I think the emphasis, the focus, it's important to stress, is the difference between palliative care and how it's defined from one hospice to another hospice, and primarily within states. So Utah, Southern Utah, has never really had an expanded palliative program prior to our arrival.
And that's, I guess, you know, we can talk about wanting to change it, but if we can't explain how we're going to change it, then it's pretty meaningless. And that's why, you know, that's exactly it. What we are doing is we're trying to improve the care that people get through adding layers of care that are being ignored elsewhere. And so palliative, that word, is really kind of a key point in this. And that's why we're going to talk about that today.
Right. So an important thing to remember is palliative, by definition, is anything that is not medically or scientifically approved by the FDA or the medical community, but yet still has scientific-based evidence that it improves the quality of your life. So it's an improvement in your quality of life.
Right. So what we look at in the palliative is everything, not just one thing, but everything that might improve, and that's different for everybody. This is our definition of palliative. There are other definitions. Some people use a definition of, well, if it doesn't cure, but it does provide some benefit, then it is palliative. And so, you know, there's a lot of drugs that are palliative. And you can go down that list. Those things that we've been taking a long time, you know, I take lisinopril, it's palliative. It addresses a symptom. It doesn't solve the high blood pressure. And it, we can all look at our medication list and say, okay, so these things are designed to cure, which means that that disease will go away and we won't need it anymore.
Or like an antibiotic.
Yeah, an antibiotic, things like that. Or it's long-term and just intended to manage that. So on the clinical side, there's a definition of palliative, but that's not really what we're trying to use as a standard to improve hospice and elder care in Southern Utah. We are using the much more broad explanation that it is everything that, while it may not cure something, makes our life better, makes us more comfortable, eliminates a pain or a suffering that we might have, or eliminates an anxiety, or just reduces our the problems that come with old age.
And that's really hard to just list on a brochure or throw out a generalization, a comment like that, like it's anything that'll improve your quality of life. But the truth is, you get to choose. You get to have the autonomy and the right to choose what you want and how you want to define palliative care when you choose Pathway Hospice and Palliative. And that's because we come to you with a team of professionals that seek out, ask some questions, and seek out what would make your life burdens a little lighter, what mm-hmm. would make your life more improved, give you a higher quality of life, and then we try and bring those things to you.
Yeah, and we can, again, a lot of different options. For some conditions, some diseases, there are things that are very palliative. You know, if it's pain or anxiety, massage may be, and we've mentioned that before on the radio, and that may be your palliative. That may be something that you would think is really important to you, and we would want to include that. But we realize that everybody's different, and so when we start having these discussions with people about what, you know, what's important to them, we'll say, what's your palliative? What is it that would be most effective to you? And just this past week, you know, we've got a lady who really, what works for her, not just companionship, because yes, we could have somebody go and sit with somebody, and that is very palliative, but she very specifically likes gardening. Gardening is her palliative. And so having somebody who can go and participate in that gardening with her is important. And that's...
And help her. It's not that, you know, we come in and do your landscaping, but it's the palliative part, the companionship alongside of you, helping you to have that higher quality, that interaction. In this specific case, this is a lady that lives alone. She's a widow. And to have the companionship and the help in her house, working directly with her, is part of her palliative.
Because anything with somebody else is better than alone. I mean, I think that's always the case when we want to enjoy something, to have somebody there with us that we can, you know, share that experience with, it's better. And in this day and age, with so many people, you know, in this community being in the elderly category, and many of us are living alone and don't have, you know, a lot of family around and family's busy, having other people involved in your life makes life worth living. There's nothing, I don't know about nothing worse, but there's, it would be very low on my list if all I had was every day I got up in the morning and was alone. That would be very difficult as a life, waiting for weeks or months for a phone call from somebody just so that I had some interaction.
A lot of us have learned that experience through this last year of COVID, and it's not pleasant. It's a difficult existence. It really is.
And so when we are looking at helping people out, and we can bring people in, and again, your palliative may be relieving some of the stresses of domestic obligations like house cleaning. And, you know, it may just be that you're not able to get all of the cleaning done anymore that you used to be able to do. And you just need a help every once in a while. And so if we can, you know, help resolve that particular issue for you and your family, maybe the husband's stuck with the housekeeping and the wife is not at all happy with the results of that. If we can improve that by bringing somebody in and you know, polishing up a little better, then we eliminate that stress and anxiety, that arguing, that backbiting,
that's kind of fun.
The dirty looks.
So remember when you were in school and your teacher said there's no stupid question, and if you have a question, there's probably six other people in the room that have the same question, but they're just too afraid to ask it. So we're going to ask, what is your palliative? Give our office a call and help us expand the palliative program by giving new ideas of what your palliative is.
Andy, did you know this question was coming? What's your palliative?
I did not. What's my palliative? maybe being good food, having good food. When you know, if my wife were to get very sick, she does the dishes, I do the cooking. It would be okay. But if I were to get sick, my family wouldn't have the normal food that they would normally have. And so
that's a good
answer.
They
wouldn't have barbecue.
That's right.
So an occasional wonderful barbecue dinner might be your palliative. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or we do send people in and just help get some meals prepared so that, right. On a, at least a couple, three times a week, you have a hot meal instead of just bread and bologna or, right. Whatever.
Peanut butter, yeah.
Yeah, bread and peanut butter or, whatever your normal default is. For me, it would just be whatever chips are in the cupboard. And that's, I think we can all agree that wouldn't be the best.
Man,
and
then you cannot live on chips alone.
He would have a short-lived life, wouldn't he? A high quality if that's his palliative, but it wouldn't last long.
That's right. Fast and furious in the lifestyle. So, yeah, you're absolutely right. That would be your palliative. And it doesn't have to be the only one. But if we actually give some thought to this for ourselves, what are the things that would make us happier? Is it being outdoors? Is that a palliative? Is that eliminate the stress and anxiety of just being stuck inside a room, all day to get out in the sunshine a little bit, whether that's going on a grand hike or whether that's just sitting in a park?
We had a gentleman that felt like he was, with his chronic illness, he was giving up his opportunity to exercise. And he didn't have the strength to do a lot of exercises. But we started out sending people in his home just to help him with maybe treadmills and some light weightlifting. And then it moved into, they always did some walking. And it kind of structured and tailored down as his disease progressed. But I will promise you that it extended his quality of life and really his physical life for quite some time, because he was able to have somebody come walk with him so he felt safe and he wasn't afraid that he was going to fall and be stuck at the side of the road somewhere or not be able to get up. So, yeah, that was his palliative. Exercising was his palliative.
So, again, we want to reach out to you, our listening audience, and have you let us know what your palliative is. You can, just call or email us. I'm Richard at Pathway Hospice Care, and Kaylee, her name is just as easy to spell, at Pathway Hospice Care. If you want to send that email or text us, our telephone number, 477-6999. We accept texts on that also. We just love to know what that is, because if you have something that is important to you, there are probably dozens of other people in this community that if we knew that that was what was going to work, we would offer it to them, and they might think that that's a great thing.
I agree. Most of us are, we have similar likes and dislikes in groups, and so if you come up with something, I know a palliative that we've had recently, a woman who could no longer see clear enough to read books, so her compassionate service caregiver would come in and read her books with her. And regularly, and they were able to read a few books together. And boy, did she enjoy almost like that book club where they could talk about the books that they were reading and just enjoy each other's company. So that was her palliative. So what's your palliative?
Yeah, and palliative can be just companionship and those things, or it can be some type of therapy that is useful and works, whether that's massage therapy or aromatherapy or pet therapy. We've heard the benefits of that for some people, not everybody.
Music therapy, acupuncture.
There's so many different therapies out there that may be beneficial, but you have to want that to be beneficial in order for it to work. So we are very broad based, and that's where we are trying to make this different. Instead of saying, well, hospice is just this, and I think we can all fill in the blank of what this is.
Usually pain management.
Yeah, pain management. But if we can say, no, it can be so much more, then we can improve lives. And it's been proven that good hospice extends life and makes life better. And good palliative care extends it even further. And not just more days, but really enjoying those days. And that's going to be the great part of it. So that's what we're trying to do, is to add that in. And while we do that for all of our patients, it's trying to get the community to understand. And we're on this radio program, for the past year or so, and been able to get that information out there. And because we've had these successes, we've been able to reach into some doctors that we wouldn't have normally.
Well, and here's something that everyone should understand. So it's not just us coming in with this new idea that is, you know, just our creative way of being different. 43 other states have an expanded palliative program similar to ours. Mm-hmm. Southern Utah did not have it. And that was our discovery when we got here. And we were looking for help while we were moving with my dad. And that would have been our palliative at that time, help, companionship, and somebody overseeing the care of my dad while we were trying to move here to care for him, you know, more fully ourselves. But that's not what happened, and we couldn't find those resources, so that's why we opened. So it's free to you, and I've had this comment, nothing's free. How could it possibly be free? Yeah. Free to you. So let me explain. So it's Medicare and Medicaid have a program that covers hospice services, palliative care once you're eligible. So Medicare intended all companies to provide palliative care. Why aren't they in this community? I don't know. I ask myself all the time, why wasn't it already here? But it's here now. We're trying to introduce it in the free market. We realize that as we bring new things, new concepts, new understanding and clarification to the Valley, everybody else will step up. And that's really our hope and goal.
Yeah, and we're willing to have that conversation and raise that level for everybody as far as not just people in the community, but other hospice providers and home health providers. We'll talk about what's available and what they can do and try and raise that, because we just want the community to be better served. So anybody who wants to give us a call can do that. It's not a competitive issue. We just want the care better across the entire community, and doctor's offices. We want doctor's offices to know that we want to help them provide a broader, much more complete and beneficial level of care for all their patients, whether they're, you know, old or not. It doesn't matter. There are things that are available that may be useful and make the care that the doctor provides more effective. Because when we reduce those stresses and anxieties and we bring more care to people, then they can take more advantage of the medical care that they receive from their doctor.
And while we know that the way that we're going to get our message out is through word of mouth, by reaching out to the community, like through this and through the senior center visits where we get to meet people, and your word of mouth and telling your friends and telling your family that things can be different, and even expressing it to your doctors, which brings up a great point this last week. Richard, do you want to share? We had two doctors that were just...
You know, it is great and exciting when we know that we've been trying to make this point in the community, and we start to see that it's getting some traction, that people are making the choice for themselves. They're because they're informed, they can actually make an informed choice and either choose to take advantage of these services or not, but also that they can choose to have a conversation with their friends and family, but also their doctors. And we've had a couple of experiences just over the last couple of weeks with doctors who are starting to see that what we're doing is different and how good it is for their patients. Dr. Tay, who's an oncologist here.
At Revere.
Yeah, at Revere and certainly working with IHC. He's starting to see this, and we really appreciate that we're having this opportunity to show him through patients how care can be different, what more it can be. And so, you know, it's just exciting to have those conversations. And so it's really...
It is exciting. I mean, when he, gave us a couple of referrals just this last week, it was wonderful to see that he really wanted to do more for these patients. We had one that had come in from another state to live with family, as she deals with her... terrible cancer. Again, Dr. Tay's from the oncology center. And he just wanted to kind of challenge us, I think, at first and say, well, what can you do for this?
Yeah, and this is going to be a complex case. So, what are you willing to do?
Yeah.
So we've stepped up and provided quite a variety of services and cares that wouldn't normally be on the table anywhere else.
And I think he was surprised because he sent us another one right after that and said, here you go.
Yeah, when the doctor wants more for their patient, we think that's great. We want to provide that more. And that's really, our goal is to provide a much more inclusive, much more whole level of service. You know, it's a whole person type of a solution, not just a single issue. And so we really appreciate that. But also... you know, Dr. Carter, who's out in Hurricane, many of you out
Dr.
there probably.
Dr. Mel Carter. Yeah. There are a lot of brothers here that are all Dr. Carters. And while we love each and every one of them, Dr. Mel Carter in Hurricane has been serving this valley for over 30 years. He has really been known as an incredible diagnostician, and he is loved and revered by his Hurricane family, and he really has an understanding, a good grasp of, and understanding of what palliative care can be, and he's been really excited to help his patients understand that life can be so much more.
And he wants us to cover this more on the radio because he knows that people still don't have that understanding of palliative that they should. So as you know, we've been able to work with him and raise that common understanding. It's exciting when doctors get so excited about this and want us to do more. So we're excited. And if you have Dr. Tay or Dr. Carter as a physician, thank them for what they do and let
bring
them know.
It up.
Yeah,
bring
let
it
them
up.
Know.
Let them
and
know
if you don't, you can certainly consider them as physicians, I guess. not why we're explaining this, but there are other doctors too, and this is going to continue as this information gets out there and as it becomes part of the community knowledge base, then it will be an improvement for everybody.
I think it's important to mention we work with a lot of physicians here, and we have admiration, respect for each one of them. The only reason why we identified these two is they just truly went above and beyond trying to advocate for their patients to get more for their patients. And we love that because that's our goal. That's our philosophy. That's our model. And so it was just really exciting that they had a clear understanding.
Right. So going back to our, our goals here, if we provide a better level of care or if something's available but people don't know about it, then it's for naught. And so we are trying to get everybody to know that palliative care is available. It is a great thing. And now we want you as our listening audiences, as informed people in the community to be able to choose, to have that choice available to you, not just wait for somebody else to choose for you, but for you to actively pursue it and look to see what can be done. So, as far as palliative care goes, talk to your doctor and talk to them about what may be available for you in a palliative level, and give us a call after that, and we'll talk about either implementing that or maybe some other things that your doctor didn't think of. Again, we're always looking at a much broader range of services that may be available that can help you live a better life.
Don't be afraid to say to your doctor, hey, I deserve more. I don't want to go just to this hospice company that you specifically identified. I'm going to shop around and see who's going to give me more, because you do deserve more. And this is a hard time. Your loved ones deserve more. They deserve more help, more support, more lightening of burdens that surround, a family's lives during this time of crisis. So you deserve more. Give us a call.
That's right. So that's what we're looking for. So when we're asking you today to consider what your palliative is, what are the things that would make your life better? It really is, because if you come up with that list, it'll be better for you when the time comes that you can take advantage of that. We also would recommend that you talk to other people, your family members, because they may not know about this. And again, give us a call. Talk to your doctor, talk to your friends, and give us a call, and let's see if we can build a broad-based palliative. That telephone number, 435-477-6999. As everybody on the radio knows, that's the easiest number to dial in Southern Utah. We just really love our community. Again, we are at the senior centers this week, next week, and every week. We want to see you. Come talk to us. We want to make sure that we're helping our seniors track those things that are important and can affect them, blood pressure, blood sugar, and give people that information so that they can communicate with their doctor, because they just don't see their doctor often enough. When you're seeing us every week, you can, get a much better picture than your doctor just taking your blood pressure in the exam room where you're a little nervous. You can get a much more real data set.
Right. Give Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care an opportunity to help you have a better quality of life and provide you more services. Thanks so much.